My name is Felicia Patterson, and I live in Lockport, New York. My project is about giving kids brand new sneakers and supplies for school. I'm really hoping that it becomes an all-year-round project where we're able to provide more than just sneakers, but boots throughout the whole school year instead of just the beginning of the school year.
Patterson tells WBFO News this is the second year of doing this service project. Last year, more than 500 children and even some adults received new shoes and boots.
We're really hoping this year that we can service a lot more. We had to turn away a lot of parents last year after the 504 children.
When Patterson launched this collection program, she was serving on the parent-teacher organization. Her daughter was in elementary school in Lockport. That's when she witnessed many students wearing worn-out shoes and sneakers. In the winter months or on rainy days, those children had wet feet for the school day.
As I walked through the halls of the school, when the kids come in, their shoes were wet and so were their socks. So we had to give the kids lost and found socks until their shoes dried. Unfortunately, a lot of those kids' shoes didn't dry before gym, so they were not allowed to take gym because they can't take gym in socks. Or their shoes were still not dry by the time they went home, but they still went home in wet and cold shoes and socks.
Initially, Patterson started bringing in new shoes for the lost and found at school so children would have a fresh pair to wear. But she couldn't continue to provide on her own.
When elementary kids start not passing gym, it's time for us as a community to step up. When the winter came, we started noticing that the attendance went down. Attendance was down because kids could not make it through the snow with the shoes that they had. Kids just need that self-esteem to be able to walk into school and be able to participate through that day.
What are you seeing? Why are people having so much difficulty?
Definitely because of the recession. Even two-parent households are at our events. And I do know that when it comes to school supplies, shoes is probably the most expensive thing. Really, it's not the clothes. It's not the notebooks and the paper and the pens. It's the shoes. When you look at Lockport and Niagara Falls or Barker or Newfane and those suburban towns, no one thinks that kids out there are going without, but they are.
And just the fact that you've made strides in those attendance numbers, the schools are just striving so hard to get the kids there that you're helping that aspect of that home life situation that's causing them not to go to class.
Absolutely. And you know what? The surprising part of all that was, it ain't the kids that don't want to go. It's the parents that don't want them to go. Because, of course, the school is reaching out saying, listen, they need better shoes. And parents don't want to have to deal with that. And they don't want to have to say, well, listen, I can't afford to buy my kids new shoes. So instead of put their children in that situation themselves, they'll just keep their kids home.
Patterson has been scrambling to gather up as many donated shoes as possible for the event Saturday at the Farmers Market on Walnut Street in Lockport. That's when the new items will be doled out. Patterson says the need has grown tremendously since last year.
Today, just alone, I got 47 more children. Because we do a referred list, and that referred list is mainly kids who've been taken out of their homes, or CPS children, or children that we got from social services. There's just like the special need children. We fulfilled that list automatically. I just got 47 more kids today due to the fire that happened in the smoke in Lockport. So now we have 47 more children, and we are in desperate need to fulfill that order.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.